Radio Prague News.
The government has announced its plan to abolish the second pillar of the pension insurance scheme by January 2016. Antonín Prachař of the ANO party has resigned as Minister of Transport, and a recent survey suggests that 68% of Czechs regard their living standard as good. Antonín Prachař has resigned as Minister of Transport, the head of his ANO party, Andrej Babiš, announced on Wednesday. Mr. Prachař becomes the second member of the Social Democrats-led cabinet to leave office after Věra Jourová, who became a European commissioner. Mr. Babiš said he would nominate as his replacement Dan Ťok, who works for the company Skanska and is active in the American Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Prachař had been criticized both by his own party chief and the Social Democrats Bohuslav Sobotka. The government on Wednesday announced its plan to abolish the second pillar of the pension insurance scheme introduced by the former centre-right cabinet of Prime Minister Petr Nečas by January 2016. The so-called second pillar of the pension scheme allows people to put part of their pension funds into private insurance companies. Bohuslav Sobotka told the Czech news agency on Wednesday that the scheme was disadvantageous for the vast majority of people and there was very little interest in it. People who joined the second pillar should get their investments back by the end of 2016. Scrapping the second pillar of the pension scheme was one of the election promises of the ruling coalition. The government on Wednesday is set to debate the annual report on the Czech environment published by the Environment Ministry. According to the report, the environment has been slightly improving over the recent years, with cleaner water and increasing number of households connected to a public sewage system with wastewater treatment plants. One of the persisting problems highlighted by the report is poor air quality, which is affecting especially the heavily industrialized Moravia and Silesia. Air pollution is a problem especially in the winter months when the situation gets worse due to city transport and coal heating. A court in Liberec on Wednesday started dealing with the case of Jaroslav Barták, a doctor serving a 12-year jail term for the rape and blackmail of his assistants, who is also charged with conspiracy to murder. The state attorney says the 56-year-old Barták planned three killings while he was in custody in Liberec at the end of last year. If found guilty, he could face 15 to 20 years in prison. Dr. Barták was allegedly planning to murder the former military intelligence chief Andor Šándor, lawyer Oldřich Choděra and Orthodox priest Eugene Freiman. A record number of Czechs, 68%, regard their living standard as good, suggests a survey carried out by the STEM agency in October. 10% of respondents have improved their opinion on their living standard, which is the highest increase registered since monitoring started. According to the poll, people with a higher education tend to be more satisfied with their living standard. The same level of optimism was last recorded in 2007 and 1996, when 65% of Czechs said they regarded their living standard as good. A painting by Otakar Kubín entitled Cubist Figure sold for 4.9 million crowns at auction, which is held at Sotheby's in London on Wednesday. The auction house is holding a sale of modern art from Europe and the Mediterranean, including the collection of Mary and Roy Cullen, who have amassed over 100 pieces by Czech avant-garde artists. My name is Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.